The economic crisis in Ireland has deepened after the government there ramped up its taxpayer-funded bailout of two big banks. The Irish finance minister admits the country's banking system has hit rock bottom as the government moved to take control of allied Irish banks and to pump more cash into the Anglo-Irish Bank. The decline of Ireland's fortunes has put a renewed focus on its massive public debt and deficit as the Irish government struggles to convince financial markets it won't default on its sovereign borrowings. Here's our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Earlier this year, it was Greece. Now Ireland is staring down an economic abyss with two major banks sitting on the brink. Ireland's Finance Minister Brian Lenihan has told financial markets holding Irish debt not to panic, but he admits these are dark times for an economy once known as the Celtic Tiger.
The Irish banking system is at rock bottom today. It can only revive from now because it is now recapitalised and reformed. The institutions which are distressed will be downsized over time. The viable banks will be in a position to attract funds from the markets with a proper capital base.
Mr. Lenihan has revealed a worst-case scenario rescue package of 50 billion euros or $68 billion. The Irish government is set to take majority control of allied Irish banks and will pump 30 billion euros into the already nationalised Anglo-Irish Bank. That means Ireland needs to go even deeper into debt to counter perceptions about its insolvency. But Ireland's central bank governor, Patrick Honohan, signalled that without the intervention, Ireland's debt rating would go into freefall.
The Irish government does require and will continue to require extensive borrowing from abroad, and that means that the standing of its borrowing and the assurance that it will be serviced has to continue.
Ireland's Prime Minister Brian Cowen hit the airwaves to warn that a failure to act could bring down the entire economy.
We have to confront the challenges that face us now, and let's do that in as intelligible and intelligent a way as possible, knowing that there are no soft options available to us and that we will be making and seeking sacrifices from us all.
The bailouts will take Ireland's already massive deficit to 32% of GDP. That's the equivalent of a third of everything that Ireland makes. Taxpayers who've been living with strict government austerity for 2 years already are being told to brace for more.
I don't think it's fair, really, that the banks are being bailed out when other people's wages are being cut left, right and centre. It just isn't fair that the likes of Anglo are being bailed out. It just isn't fair.
Well, if my daughters weren't in college and in school here, I'd be gone.
In these desperate times, some families are being forced to cash in their possessions. Pawnbroker Des Miley says there are sad stories almost every day.
Things are definitely getting worse. They're definitely getting worse. Christmas is coming up. Mothers, fathers, children even are coming in here trying to buy second-hand gifts to give to their parents because they can't afford to buy new ones.
Ireland owes around 600 billion euros to foreign banks, and as a result, Ireland's interest payments are approaching 7%. But should Ireland be forced to pay everything back at a premium? Economics commentator David McWilliams says, not necessarily.
Of course not. What you should do is you should get your creditors in a room, lock the door and bring in the liquidator and say, we don't have the money and even if we had, we wouldn't give it to you.
David McWilliams says taxpayers should not be footing the bill for banks that lost high-stakes bets on Ireland's property bubble, which eventually burst.
It will not make our country more credible to borrow more in order to bail out banks, something like Anglo, which on its balance sheet, on the far side of its balance sheet, has nothing. So we are simply throwing good money after bad. I mean, everybody knows this, that we may well suffer a small risk premium if we allow one of the banks to close. I was talking to an investor this morning, a Swiss-based investor, and he said to me, if your government is prepared to waste your money in that bank, what would it do with my money? Meaning, he's not going to touch us.
Ireland is desperate to avoid tapping into the EU's trillion-dollar bailout fund, a move that would escalate fears of a potential sovereign debt default. But while global markets worry about Irish debt, Australian banks only have minimal exposure. The Reserve Bank says the value of claims on Eurozone banks is under 50 billion Australian dollars. That's less than 10% of all the claims Australian banks have overseas.
Business editor Peter Ryan.